In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Tes Zayin, the halachas of tzeid of trapping, by Tzif Hey, the bottom of page 252. We're talking about a deer, about trapping deer. Tzvisha Nechnas Techabayis. The deer goes into a house, but no alech b'fon of it. Someone closes the door in front of the deer. And now we continue to Dav Kuf Chav Zayin. So Chayiv. Yeah, he's Chayiv because he just trapped a deer. No, no Lushnaim. If two people trapped a deer, Peturim, if they both close the door, they're exempt. Now, neither one of them on their own, it was a heavy, heavy iron door. None of them able to close it, but no shnayim both them closed. And then they are liable. If the opening was already blocked, then you're allowed to close it with a lock. That's the Ram Perik and the Magid Perik Yud. Says Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Tes. So you had a deer shenichnas labayis that went to the house, me'elav on its own. For sure, if let's say the guy brought him into the house and they locked it in front of him, the chayav is going to be liable. And one person closed the door in front of the deer. He just closed the door, even without locking it. Since the deer cannot run away, that he's going to be chayav. Now, two people close the door. They're going to be exempt. Why? It says in the pasuk, but nefesh achas tefet b'shkaga. It's a big klal in Hilchos Shabbos. If one person is going to sin by mistake, now it's basay some people in the land when they do a drugam, etc. But that shin, we make the drush basay saw. When he does it, though he says cool, if someone does the whole thing below, he says mitzas, and not if he does some of the malacha. If that's the case, kivin shekolech with me'as me'yochel nali. Since each one on their own was able to close, so they kolech and they know he says mitzas. So each comes out, each person only doing part of the malacha, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv for the malacha. Sivkan chabez. Now, if ain echad yachal v'chulu, but let's say no one of them was able to do it, and they did it together, then they're going to be chayim. Orchehu leno b'shnayim. That means then it's normal to close with two people. Right? Eilu kolech and malacha, and if each one is doing the malacha, because the balavi without him, lemes avda says Rashi would not have been done. Now, im echad yachal as basman. Now, let's say one guy was strong; he was able to do it on his own. Vasheni and yachal, the second one is a weaker guy; he wasn't able to do it. Basu shnayim, and together they do it. Zay yachal, zesh yachal chayim. The one who's able to do it, he's chayim. Because the Messiah b'mamish, the one who's helping, we don't consider as substantive in halacha. It's like the one who's able to do it as if he did it all himself. The guy who really can't do it, he's exempt. But again, rabbinically, that's still forbidden. Sivkat and Chav Gimel. The Ramah brought that if the opening is already magufav, pidish, sasum, it's already closed, but even the way Shein Etzviach lebrayach, that the deer was not able to get through, okay, and therefore mutalinol. So therefore, then you're already allowed to close it. The Amanu Rak Shmiru, who comes out that the closing is, the locking is only a protecting, but let's see, not a trapping, because the Kvar needs to it's already stuck, let's say, with branches, whatever it is, it couldn't get out anyway. So too, let's say the deer was tied in the house, then Mutalog Besadelis, and then you're allowed to close the door. And then even if you subsequently untie the deer, it's going to have to open up the door that it could go out. When you close the door, it's permissible because it already was trapped. So then the closing of the door is no violation. Sivva, Yashiv Echad al Pesach. Interesting case. One guy sitting by the opening of the door, umiloi, meaning the deer runs into the house, and the guy is sitting there and he fills up the door. Yochel Hashem Yalashim Betzid, the second guy could sit now next to him. Now, even if the first guy already got up and they left, Hashem Yipat, the second guy is exempt for trapping the deer. Umutra, and it's permitted. Varishin Chayiv, it's the first guy who's going to be Chayiv, says Mishpur Zivkon Chabdal, Yochel Bechulu, etc., that the second guy could sit there by the side. And even if the second guy is sitting there because of intention of keeping the deer inside the house, Shari is permitted to keep in the Kvarnitz not the Arishan, since it really was trapped through the first guy. Sivkan Chafei. And even if the first guy got up, and he left. Now, my read's told much, when the first guy left, that means the second guy didn't move from his place at all. We're going, for example, Shalichas Oisla Techabayas. Let's say that the first guy went into the house. So let's say the second guy was sitting within the doorway of the opening, from within of the house. And the first guy was sitting within the cavity of the opening towards the outside. I mean, he's just trying to figure out technically how this happens. Goes over when the first guy leaves. He's still remaining in the spot, filling up the whole doorway. It permitted him initially to stay there until it gets dark. After Miskamish, even though he's excited, he went on this African hunting tour, and over Shabbos, a deer walked in, and they want to be able to get it as a prize. He's not doing any new action. He's just protecting the deer that was already trapped. Because the Mahil Hapuch, let's say it was the other way around. Let's say the second guy is sitting from the outside. And the first guy was sitting more in the inner part of the doorway. If that would be the case, if the first guy wants to leave and he was behind him, right, and there has to be room for him to walk through the doorway, That means a second would have to at least move a little bit from his place when the first guy wants to go outside. In that moment, the trapping has been nullified. Goes quickly back to his spot. Then he's liable for trapping. It's for a person to close the close up his house. To protect whatever's inside, like a regular person locks up his house to protect the vessels in his house. If he knows that there's a deer inside his house, even though he's not intending to trap the deer, it's inevitable. But I'm not telling you, let's say a guy has a bungalow and there's an animal trapped inside, specifically like a deer type that the person would trap, and he wants to go away and doesn't know what to do, and he wants to protect. He can't. It's a Shabbos. It would be awesome to tell you. All the name for sure. If he's having in mind both them, the Sharatin Islam Gimel says, "Look what I wrote in my Sefer Abbas Chesed, Perek Zayin, the Sefer Chesed." Says I verified from the Gemara Pesachim that Chafeim and Beis in the Sugya what's called Loy Efshek Mechavin. Speaking about on the Shabbos Halacha Shiur in the afternoon, that when it's not possible, and he's having in mind, so he can't avoid it, but he's having in mind that for sure Asim Natayr, and says maybe. That even according to the Rajba, it's not permitted only when his primary intention is for protecting his house. And that would make sense to Lashon the Yerushalmi that's putting the Rajba in the round. No, but then Pesachim is talking about that he's having a mind for both of them equally. However, Ladin, this is, that's not the opinion of the place to be lenient regarding this in all situations. Like say, Vel Yerab, there should be Vega that brings a riot from this specific gimbal that we mentioned by the flies, even though that's not his intention, but just to cover the vessel. So for sure, when he has a mind for both of them, but even if not, it's also. Says Mishmur further, he says, Yashiv Echad ala Pesach, B'lay Melo. Let's say one guy sits by the opening and he does not fill up the whole doorway. Yashiv Hashem Melo, and the second guy sits next to him and fills it up. Chayav Hashem, the second one's going to be Chayav. Shal Yodin, Nasad Seda. Through him, now it's trapped because he blocked it up. Nichmasar Li Tibertachas Kamek Kesusa. Let's say a bird goes under the wings of his garment, meaning it gets stuck in his jacket, let's say. After Kvar Nitzavah Imru, although it's already trapped, however, Osla Likh Biyod is not taken in the sand. Shemukta, the Balachai. An animal is mukta. El Yosh Misham Rashi rather just sits there and he protects it until it gets dark. Or you say bais, so he has a house. Halach Manichas, he goes and he puts it down over there. Mutlaf Toich is a bais b'afnei atzvi. He'll let open up the house in front of the deer, or Lifrei Kaisim Tzedasai, or to let it go from its trap. As long as you don't move it, because the animal itself is mukta.
So we said a deer that goes in the house and one person closes the door in front of it is going to be chayv. So it's talking about that the house is not so big where you could get the animal in one jump, like we said in Sefal, because if not, then you're going to be part of a loss. It's going to be only rabbinically forbidden. According to this, says the Berlach, you have to be very careful. Let's say a bird flies in. Someone acquires a bird before Shabbos. And the bird's not so accustomed yet to the house. It happens that it goes in on Shabbos into its cage, which is the place where you close in the birds. Not to close the door of the cage, because that would be considered as full-fledged trapping. Because over there is a very narrow area, you can get a one jump, which is not the case when it's in the house. It says the Bir Alocha, says, see later on, it says, the mission over there. The Maschel Chayiv, so he said that, okay, if one guy closes the door, it's going to be Chayiv. Now this is specifically if he knows when he's closing it that there's a deer inside. But if afterwards he found out that there was a deer, he's going to be a potter, because that's someone to what's called neskam, like be a talish b'chata mechubi. He had a mind to pick up something detached, and you picked up something that's attached. But that's an einus. And even if he had a mind afterwards not to open the door until the evening because of the deer, that's also no iser. And the same thing is when you sit on the entry when you don't know there's a deer inside. And then if someone says, hey, there's a deer inside, he's allowed to continue to sit there and protect it till it gets dark, because the act of the trapping was before the thought that he had in mind. That's from the Ramban in Likutim. Look at the Chiddush Rashi, but the theory is inclined also at the end, like Ramban. That's obviously explicit from the Tosef, like Ramban. And this is a little bit parallel of the Rashi, but that's not sure about this initially. The Maskel in Echad Bechulu, if one person cannot close it and two close it, then they're going to be Chayv. And even if he had a lot of strength, it just does it in a way that he himself cannot have done it. For example, let's say he does it with one finger, that then the other person has to help. That's also called, quote unquote, in the Ochel, and therefore he's going to be Chayv. That's Taisa Shabbos, name of Taisis, and the Rashba, and the Ramban. And the Masl Yashav Echel Pesach, in Sivav, if someone's sitting on the entryway and he fills it up, the second guy could sit next to him. Says the Be'alach, I'm not sure regarding if someone's sitting on the entryway, what's called Shigis Shabbos or Shigis Malacha. He doesn't realize that it's Shabbos, doesn't realize that this is a Malacha. Because if it does be amazing, that's burden Shinyat Chesef Av, that it's forbidden for him to have benefit from this. But here the guy's by mistake. And then he finds out later that he did this. If he's allowed to continue sitting there until it gets dark, because you could say my dahav haba, what was, and it's not going to remedy the iser by moving away. It says, in the words of Tesefta, brought in the Ramban, the Rashi, but there's no proof to this. Look over there. However, from the words of Ramban, he says that it brought in the beginning, that especially from the words of Rashi, that writes explicitly that the reason why that's permitted to sit and to stay there till it gets dark is because you weren't over in the Issa deraisa, what you said to him from the beginning. It would sound like in this case that you would not be able to continue sitting there when you find out that you had done something wrong. The Maskel v'Halachloi, he said that even if the first guy leaves, second guy is still going to be Pater. So look at Mishpurus of Kan Chafei, he says that he quoted from the words of Taisyamtib Lahalocha. That's how most Achreinim hold, and almost all of them, not like the Magid Ram that he writes, that where it was already trapped one time, so then the Malacha Betseda doesn't apply anymore, and you let it close the door according to him, if you're intending just to safeguard the house and not to trap the bird, because if not, then also according to Magid Ram would be forbidden. That's as written, Sevin HaHarshalim. According to this, if someone buys a new bird before Shabbos, and it's not yet accustomed in the house, and it happens that the door opens, and Allah closed it afterwards, because that's considered to be that full-fledged Seder, and there'll be a Chiv Chatzis, says Dalai Rabba. And even if he has in mind, when he's closing the door to protect only his house, at the Pesach Reisha, like we wrote in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chafei, for sure, if he's having in mind to protect the bird, that it should not leave the house. And now, specifically if the house is very narrow, where you can get to the animal one jump, but if it's very big, or the bird's already accustomed to the house, and he comes back in the evening by himself to his place, where then his trapping, according to everyone, is only Isra Bonan, as we bring later on Safir Beis, then you could say that's such a case, they were not geizer on the opening of the door after it was already trapped already once before, says Pirim Gad. Now, the truth is, it's really not possible to be careful regarding this, and therefore to protect someone from Mechilah Shabbos, it's appropriate to be careful that when you buy a new bird from before Shabbos, and the house is very narrow, that you can get in one jump, that the bird should be tied next to him until after Shabbos, because else you're going to run into this problem. Some of the dirshu number 33, we said that even if it's not locked, since the deer cannot run away, so that's the problem when you close the door of Tzedem. Now if someone closed the door in front of two living creatures that are in the house. So Chuvus Chalkizyev is not sure, are you violating two Yisurim and Yechayev two times because of the two creatures that are trapped with his action, or Yechayev only one because the action of the Tzedah was one action. This girl is inclined that Yechayev two, because the Yisurim of the Issa Malachat Tzedah is not because you're doing an action, it's because of the outcome that the creature is losing its freedom, and therefore in that situation where two animals are quote-unquote trapped, Yechayev two. This number 34, this Petur of Shnaim Shasu, when two people do the Malachat together, that you're exempt on the biblical level, the Makar Chaim writes that that's only regarding the chiyuv of bringing a carbon. But it actually is forbidden to do that midirai. So that's something from the Meshech Chachma and Vayikra that Shnaim Sha'asu are parts from Karas and carbon, but they're forbidden to do it midirai. And that's how he's inclined to Shubas Ber Yitzchak. Kibbe Ege, on the Rambam, is not sure if this Petur is from Malkus or only from bringing a carbon. Other than Shubas Avdi Nezer writes that even though then in Bechar Shor you see that it's forbidden in the Torah, or in the Rambam it sounds like that's only Asam Drabbanan. And his reason is because since the doing of the Malacha through two people is considered like doing a Kalach Hayad in the indirect way, and that's what's brought in Chai Odom, that would only be rabbinically forbidden. Dish number 36, the Mishabur wrote that you let open the house in front of the deer or let him out from his trap, and this that he doesn't explain like the words of the Makaris Mishnah, that it's rabbinically forbidden to free a trapped creature, just like it's forbidden to untie a knot and to be Saisra Binyan. Shavuot Shabbat writes that by freeing a creature from the trap, there's no element of malacha related to it, which is not the case by untying a knot or demolishing a building, where there are malachas on their own, and there are malachas chashubas in the Mishkan. Dish number 37, in the words of the Shaar Tzion, that he said that even if something is loy efshir, it's not possible any other way, but kimachavin, you're having a mind to do it, that's for sure from that Torah. So Dishra 37 brings it. It sounds like that when you're not intending for trapping, in that case, that the closing of the door is not going to be asr definitely from that Torah, even though you know that the deer is going to be trapped through that. And that's as written in Shuvah Yitzchak. He adds on that even the Magen Ram doesn't write Lashon that Vadi asr, only that one should not be lean regarding that. Now, like his words over here, that's what he writes later on, Simishin Yechesiv Kot Nyad Gimel, that the Ikal Halacha is that if someone's cooking meat on Shabbos for a chayla, for a sick person, and he adds on that another piece for a healthy person, before he puts the pot on the fire, he's Oivan Isim Natari, because the action of the cooking is not only for the purpose of the sick person, it's even for the healthy person, and he's having in mind for both of them. However, in a situation where it's a very pressing situation, he writes in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, it's possible to be lean to rely on the Shitz of Rashba that permits to close the door of the house when the deer is inside, when he wants to just protect on the house, and therefore, a soldier in his times that was told by his general that he has to carry many objects on Shabbos, it's permitted to put them with additional objects that he needs, for example, tefillin, even though he was not commanded to take them, because even without that, he has to do a Maisa Tiltil because of the command of the general. Chaim Kieski writes, like the Mishnah also, like the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's just for the soldiers, the Jewish soldiers, Chaim is looking for more kulas, more leniency, so that they don't violate the Ezra Vaitza. Now, I explained this further, Ashba, to permit closing the door, the Shalti Gebayim, Sechel Shabbos, explains that since with that Maisa that he's doing in the pool of the Isser, he's also doing Pula's Heta that he wants, so he's not going to be Chaim in the Pula's Isser on the action that's prohibited. Pesham Zalman explains, continues to explain on this name of Sefer Yeshua Yisrael, that since he didn't do any other action for the purposes of trapping the deer, so the action that he's doing is not associated, only it's associated to safeguarding of the house. Whereas the trapping is only a machshava and not a maisa. Chedusha B'Shim Shkap and Shuvas Chalkas Yayiv, they explain that the words of Rashba were said specifically regarding Seda. However, in the words of Chavetz Chaim, Abbas Chesed, Machniso, you see, the words of Rashba is negated even for other malachas, like we see for Haitzah. And we discuss later in Sukkot Mem Beis in the words of the Shevet Alevi. There's number 38. Even though most people, actually, this is Dershu number 39. Pe'alacha said that it's not a problem to continue sitting there because the tzeda was before the machshava that you knew of it. Now, regarding a person that was selecting food from waste matter for the purposes of the meal that he's going to eat right now. And then he changed his mind to leave for another meal afterwards. Sharatin writes later on Simchat Yotzes Ne'emet Pirim Gan that even though there's no Chiv Chatzis because the Meis was before the Machshava, it's still not appropriate to do that. Sharatin over there comments on his words. What's the source for that? That's not appropriate to do this. And he even mentions the Halach over here in this Sif Vav that you see that it's permitted. And edition number 41, to open up the door when the deer is sleeping, and then to close it before he wakes up, Shlomzalman holds that's logical, that would be permitted. However, if he opens up the door at a time that the deer is just not looking towards the opening and doesn't pay attention that the door is open, he writes, it's possible that would be forbidden to then close the door again because the tzida was bottled the moment he opened up the door, even though it wasn't looking that direction, in contrast to sleeping. Dish number 42, even if at the time of opening the door, the original tzeda was stopped, and they closed the door afterwards as a new action of tzeda, of trapping. Shuvas Chalkas Yayiv writes, there's someone in a way that he wasn't distanced from the door, from the entryway until he closed the door. But if the deer was trying to run away at that time, and he was able to catch it, if that's the case, so it really wasn't a moment that the tzeda was totally lost. Dish number 43. Sharatzin later on, Simchin Chav Chesev Kodim Zayin writes in their names, that one can be lenient even when he has in mind also to trap the fish. And he adds on that according to many Rishonim, there's no heta only when you're not intending to trap them. Pinner Skirel says that like a halacha is like those who are stringent.